It's a project of the Rapid Equipping Force, whose mission for the past dozen years has been to quickly deploy small quantities of new equipment to solve tough challenges, and to do it within 90-day cycles. The organization's always been set up to respond to urgent requests from the battlefield, but REF leaders say they wanted a way to broaden out their audience and make it easier for soldiers to identify common challenges. Also, they wanted a way to create prototypes that met soldiers' requirements the first time around and required fewer fixes down the road. Last month, they finished a proof-of-concept exercise called Co-Create. Gary Frost, the REF's Deputy Director for Futures, says it's a spin on the idea of crowdsourcing.
We did a great deal of research through our industry partner, our academic partners at MIT, and they helped us do some research on what was the industry standard, who was leading in this crowdsourcing. And what we found was the idea of crowdsourcing was, you know, you take from the crowd. You know, a crowd submits a good idea. There was a new concept that's it's similar to crowdsourcing, but it's called co-create. And this really implies that it's not taking from the crowd, but it's using that crowd in a collaborative environment to build or design a solution that the crowd would also use. So basically we did a pretty deep dive. We went to a number of industry partners, academia, to find out who was doing crowdsourcing or co-creation to see what we could learn. Would it be applicable for the REF?
Last fall, the REF opened up a public website to let soldiers submit their battlefield equipment wishes. More than 1,200 people became active users, and anyone could vote on whether a particular idea was useful or not. By the end of October, the REF settled on the project it would try to build, a mobile command post for a small dismounted rifle company. The online community of academics, soldiers, and garage tinkerers offered up ideas and eventually developed a blueprint. A little over a month later, the REF gathered together its engineers with a group of soldiers at Fort Benning, Georgia, to start building the first mock-up in what the Army called a make-a-thon.
We took what was kind of pre-designed on the Internet, and then we went back over the holidays where we had a break, where we went back to the community and said, okay, here's what we roughly mocked up. Here's pictures of it. Now, what would you do modifications? So we allowed the community to also work online. And then we came back on the week of 13-16 where we actually built it out.
By mid-January, after a second make-a-thon at Fort Benning, the REF had built its final prototype. To make the finished product, Frost says the Army took an off-the-shelf Kawasaki all-terrain vehicle, stripped it down to its bare chassis, and redesigned it from a soldier's perspective. The final version included, for example, a 4G cellular communication station that could operate both on and off the vehicle, a new, less noisy alternator, power connections to run any radio in the Army's inventory, and some extra changes to make the mobile command post more usable in real-world tactical environments.
One of the systems that was pretty significant the soldier came up with was the seats. I'm not sure if many of you actually had the opportunity to put on full battle rattle with body armor and camelback and try to sit in a Humvee seat or any of our MRAP seats. Well, the soldier looked at it and said, hey, what we need to do is design seats, but there's a cutout in the middle where your camelback slides right in there. And then there's a lower lumbar support that's adjustable where you can actually take your body armor, lift it off your shoulders, set it on the support while you're wearing it so it takes the weight off your shoulders. So that's actually a pretty cool design out that we went to industry and have them design it and build it.
The REF got some additional help from some other Army organizations. The Tank Automotive Research and Development Command, for example, sent a new muffler system they've been working on to cut engine noise by half. The Army borrowed most of its methodology for the co-create experiment from the firm Local Motors, a Chandler, Arizona-based company that uses the same process to design and build passenger vehicles. The REF is conducting several after-action reviews to decide whether that process makes long-term sense for the Army, but Frost says several lessons around community engagement are already clear from the proof of concept.
The community is kind of a living and breathing, you know, they vote by, you know, whether they log on or not. So, you know, it's not just one thing to try to build a community. You have to keep that community alive. The other thing we really found about the community is that, you know, in our case, we had a community of about 1,200 participants. That doesn't mean all 1,200 are participating and providing value. That means they went through the process of signing up and they actually, you know, went on and said something. What you're really looking for in this community is not everybody participating. You're really looking for 10 guys out of 100. There's 10 ideas that turn into one really good idea. It gives you a community of people you might never have joined if you had just done a closed design with a couple engineers you had on staff. So you get this large group of people, and then it gives you a process by which you can weed down to these 10 guys or 10 real value-added guys that really activate and really provide value. And so it kind of helps you go through that haystack to find the needle.
The Army started its first co-create process with no specific project in mind. And in retrospect, Frost says that might have been a mistake. While that process did generate a lot of ideas, some of them could not be accomplished in short time frames, and some of them defied the laws of physics. And when the ref settled on a tactical command post, participants who weren't interested in that particular idea faded away from the project entirely.
You know, we had a real broad aperture when we were looking at something to select. We didn't go say, we're building a vehicle. We said, come with your ideas. I think if you were really to do it again, your best bet is to really target something like, I want to build a command post, or I want to build a UAV. And then when you do your targeting, your marketing outside, then you can target those audiences much better, and you'd probably build a quicker crowd with more valued personnel.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.